Good morning, Cascadia. You're listening to your community radio station, KBOO, 90.7 FM in Portland, Oregon. Today's Monday, August 17th, 2009, and this is Air Cascadia, long on content, short on time. I'm Chris Andre.
And I'm Liam Delta.
We visit the future with Lou Seiler and take a look at America's internment camps. Looming over it all, just in case we get too uppity, is the specter of domestic internment camps. On Friday, we cited an alarming employment notice posted on the Army National Guard's website for jobs essentially as prison guards at these aforementioned domestic camps. My guest today is Lou Seiler, president of Voice of the Environment. Lou has been one of the key investigators of these camps. Good morning, Lou. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show.
So there are internment camps. There's quite a few of them, and you've been looking at this for quite some time. Talk about where we are right now with these camps that have been built all across the country.
Well, there's a lot to tell, so let me try to tell it in an orderly fashion, and if I can't do it all in this one session, we'll continue it.
We will definitely revisit this topic.
First, I'd like to say to everybody that the subject matter that we're about to discuss is very alarming, and I do not mean to alarm people. We believe in bearing the truth to people. We are not interested in starting a revolution or fomenting riots or asking people to make changes. What we are asking people to do is to understand what's happening. We're bearers of the truth, and we believe that when the American public understands what's happening to them, then they can decide amongst themselves as a collective conscience of what they choose to do about what's happening to us. So I understand that the subject matter I'm about to speak about is very disturbing and frightening, but I do wish people to understand that I'm not trying to fearmonger. I'm simply presenting the facts as I know them.
Go ahead with what you know about some of the salient details. There are, in fact, zones. Countries divided into zones, as I understand it.
Let me start at the beginning, okay?
Yeah.
In 1984, Oliver North and Donald Rumsfeld, who was then Secretary of Defense under George Bush Sr., formed a program called Rex 84. The purpose of this program was to build detention centers. The purpose of the detention centers was unclear, but it was basically to deal with threats from inside and outside the United States to our stability and to the government. Since 1984, we believe that somewhere between 600 and 1,000 camps have been built. We have lists of them. I could read some of them off to you. I don't think that will be that productive. They're in every state in the country. What these facilities are they're all on federal land. They're military bases. Some have been abandoned. Some are brand new. There were four legislative pieces which have passed. Starting in 1999, then again in 2001, and the ones that were published most recently in 2006, giving Halliburton $380 million to build centers, and then again a new bill now called H.R. 645 that's presently before Congress that says that they wish to build no fewer than six detention centers, and along with them, as something which is extremely alarming to me, is that with these six detention centers will be six command and control centers from which the military can operate the United States under a war footing. Now, what they have done is, America has never really been a battlefield. We've never really had a war here other than the Civil War, and they have now divided America. They've created a new military division called NORTHCOM, which is the part of the military that would control the United States of America. They have also suspended Posse Comitatus, which is a law which has been on the books since the beginning of our history, saying that the military could not fire on civilians.
Lou, I have to interrupt you at that critical point. We are completely out of time. It's a very short program. Love to invite you back tomorrow to continue this. Thank you so much for being with us today, and we will, as you said before, continue to talk about this tomorrow. Thanks so much. That's my guest has been Lou Seiler, president of Voice of the Environment. This has been Air Cascadia for Monday, August 17th, 2009. Our engineer today is Tammy Dean, KBOOAM News and Public Affairs. Director is Trillium Shannon, in for Kathleen Stevenson, who's out on sabbatical. I'm Chris Andre.
And I'm Liam Delta.
You're listening to your member-supported airwaves, KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland, Oregon. Your support, and your support only, keeps us subverting the dominant paradigm. Thank you so much, members.